Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Easy. $10 donation happens very easy when you text Red Cross to 90999. Red Cross. REDCROSS to 90999. And on the phone right now to talk about what's going on there from our sister station in Fort Myers. This is Gina Birch. Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning, Gina.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Of
and
course.
Helping us down here. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no
problem. How are you?
I got my power back yesterday, so I am showered and I feel like a new woman.
Wow. Oh my God.
So you're in the Fort Myers area?
Yeah, I live in Fort Myers. Our station is in Estero, which is a little south.
Mm-hmm.
My roommate's parents live right off Fort Myers Beach, and I went down there and helped them recover. They lost everything. It's just, it's really been difficult, but we're just doing our best to power through here.
So what are they doing for people who literally have lost everything, who's have no place to go or stay right now?
Well, they're setting up in shelters.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a bunch of shelters that are open. They are in schools, like elementary, middle, high school. So that presents a problem of getting our kids back to school. So there's this big trickle down a thing that's happening here, and the Red Cross is here, and that's why I love that you guys are directing people to go to the Red Cross, because that's really going to be, I think, the best source of helping people get the basic necessities.
Yeah, we wanted to talk to you because it's one thing when somebody from not in the area hears about a tragedy like this. It's if they don't know anybody specifically from the area, it's a lot of times it's, oh, that really stinks for them. But when you get to hear from somebody who's being affected by it, I think you just hear it differently. So kind of paint a picture as to what it was like while the storm was going on for you.
I was hunkered down at the station, and I really thought the roof was going to blow off. I have been through a lot of storms in Florida. I've lived here for 30 years, and this one, I've never heard anything like it. The wind, we had nightmares about it. It was just so eerie and scary, and it punished us, literally punished us for 8 hours.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, how are people going to survive this? I knew there were people who tried to ride it out on their boats. Their boats ended up in trees.
Oh,
and they had to be rescued. I mean, it's crazy, the things, the stories. FEMA, they're still doing search and rescue on Fort Myers Beach. They're finding bodies. They're not letting people on. The beach, one of the things I loved about Fort Myers Beach was it was old Florida.
Uh-huh.
It had a lot of dens, a lot of great bars, and these beach things that you expect when you come to Florida. It wasn't all posh and polished and slick and shiny, like a lot of places in Miami. It was just so homey and cozy, and literally there are blocks that look like a bomb has gone off. Everything is gone. There's nothing left.
Oh, my God.
And you can't get to Sanibel. The causeway has been compromised in four places, not just one to fix four. Pine Island is completely shut off. There are places inland that are still underwater, completely underwater, because the rivers are still cresting from all of this. We haven't even receded yet.
What are the biggest needs that people need right now? Because I know it must be overwhelming that there's so many different things, but what are like the basic needs right now that people have?
Well, power and water are the necessities in life, and we're still trying to get all that.
Yeah.
People still don't have water. We have hundreds of thousands without power, but for you guys helping, we're going to need assistance with housing these people. There are so many. We have a strong hospitality industry here.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anywhere to work or go, and especially on the islands, who knows when they will reopen. Water. Batteries, I think we're going to be good with here for a while because the power gets back, but we're going to need housing and water and supplies. We've just shipped out 400 animals to Humane Society that have been rescued.
I was going to mention that because I saw a lot of things on Facebook of people who have misplaced their pets and pets that have had to be relocated. And the whole, it's really sad.
It is, you know, and we, like you said, you see devastation in other places and you say, gosh, that's horrible. But I know we have such a great tie, this community, to Boston and to the New England area with the Red Sox being here. Mm-hmm. So many of your people there have homes here yeah. and vacation here yep. on a regular basis. And we've got so many New Englanders here. And so I really feel there's quite a kinship and a tie to your area. And I just am so grateful that you guys are teaming up to help us down here.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, we're glad you're safe.
Yeah, if you want to help, please, all you got to do, it's beautiful. It's super easy. Text Red Cross, REDCROSS, to 90999. That will make a $10 donation to the Red Cross to help out as far as, you know, shelter and food and comfort and whatever everyone needs. Gina, listen, good luck. Thank you for talking to us. And I hope all goes well.
Stay safe. Yeah.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all of your well wishes and your prayers. One quick thing. If you are trying to find somebody here and you have lost communication, I want to give you a well-being hotline. Because, again, I know there are a lot of people who have friends here. And that's 239-477-1000. So if you haven't been able to get in touch with someone in Southwest Florida and you're worried about them, call that hotline and see if they can help you.
239-477-1000. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
You know, it's crazy. I have a friend who, her and her husband moved out there. Into mm-hmm. the area somewhere near Fort Myers, and the husband was down there, you know, getting everything ready at the house. The wife was still up here. Then the hurricane hit. Somehow, whatever house they have was very strong because he said everything in his neighborhood was destroyed but his house.
Oh my God.
But he obviously mm-hmm. lost power and everything. So then he gets on a bike and drove to wherever he got a little bit of signal just so he can contact his wife and say, listen, I'm okay, because his wife went days without speaking to him. It's crazy.
Wow.
But anyway, Gina, thank you so much for talking to us once again.
Hey, and again, thank you for all that you're doing there, and we appreciate you.
Yesterday, thank you, Gina. By the way, Red Cross to 90999. Text that now, and that number again to check in on missing people, 239-477-1000.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.